So why Christmas? And I don't mean why are we talking about it today, but why is Christmas such an important thing? Why is there a part in the creed about it, that Jesus was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary? Why are both those aspects so important to our Christian faith? Why do we celebrate such a major thing? And even though we read the Christmas passage, maybe for today's sermon, because there's so much you can say about Christmas, and there's no end to what you can say and preach for a Christmas sermon. But maybe for today, the more useful passage for us is that passage from 1 Timothy chapter 2, because it gives us an idea of what exactly God intends with bringing Jesus to this earth. And it has to do with this word that pops up in Scripture from time to time, that is mediator, a mediator. If you're a parent and you have more than one child, at some point you're going to play the role of mediator. And if you're in my family, you play that role all day long. You're always a mediator. There's going to be arguments about whose toy is who, and somebody has to step in and kind of mediate that part. Otherwise, fists will start flying, and tears will start pouring, and things will get broken. You mediate over who gets the remote, and who gets this chair at this time, who gets the pink cup, who gets the special plate. There's always opportunity for mediation as a parent. You're constantly mediating. And it's part of the human experience. We have mediators, and often we call these lawyers. And we have people who arbitrate between two things to help deals come through. It's a person who stands in the middle between two parties so that they can meet at some place. We need mediators. It's part of our experience. It's part of the story of the Old Testament as well, needing a mediator. Moses acted the part of a mediator. When God wanted to give the Ten Commandments to his people, the people of Israel were too scared of the voice of God. It frightened them to hear God speak to them. And so God did a mercy to them and brought Moses up onto the mountain so that Moses could act as a mediator between God and the people. God gave his law to Moses. Moses brought the law to the people. God was the person in the middle, Moses was the person in the middle. In the book of Job, we have a character who also is calling for a mediator. Job, in this ancient book of the Bible, is suffering all sorts of terrible things. All his kids were killed in tragic accidents. Job lost every ounce of property he had. His wife becomes kind of bitter towards him. Job also has all sorts of physical maladies that just beat him down and are sore to him as he grieves. And in this story, he has friends that come to him and basically accuse him and say, "You must have sinned terribly against God for God to have done this to you." And Job knows that that's not how God works in this case, that he didn't do some grievous thing that God would punish him, but he doesn't know at the same time why he is going through what he's going through. And so, beaten down, at one point Job will say he wants to call God to trial. He wants to know exactly why God is doing this, but he knows that he can't call God to trial. Job says, "For God is not a man as I am, that I might answer him, that we should both come to trial together." In other words, Job is saying, God is the creator. I'm merely creation. God is holy. I am not. I can't stand before God. And so Job will say, there's no mediator between us, between God and myself, who could lay his hand on both of us. Job knows he needs a mediator. He knows he needs someone to stand between him and God. Last week, as we talked about Jesus being Jesus the Lord, Jesus our Redeemer, we talked about how we're not only born into the image of God, but we're also born into the image of Adam and Eve. And that as someone born into the image of sinful humanity, we've lost something. We are not holy. We are not blameless. We are not pure. We're not unblemished. In other words, we understand that there's something that separates us from God, that there is a division there, that God is here and we are here, and there's a whole lot of distance between the two. I think all of us understand this. And I think some of us, though, have felt this really acutely at some point in our lives, where you've maybe driven by a church or thought about going to church or even to talk to a pastor or even to sit amongst other Christians, and you thought, I just can't. I have too much junk. How can I possibly go to church? How can I stand before God? I have too much shame. I have too much sin. The things that I've done, and I just can't. God would not have me. And this is essentially Job's point, that he can't stand before God. Even though God refers to Job at one point in the book as a righteous man, Job still understands that he is a sinner. And as a sinner, there is something that separates him from God. He needs a mediator. And this is the miracle and the special thing about Christmas. Because without Christmas, we say the same thing that Job does, that there is no mediator between us who might lay his hand on us both. We need a mediator, and we need a mediator with special qualifications. We need one conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Because Jesus, our mediator, can't just be a human. By the way, I'm getting into things that the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed have lines in them that are specifically fighting heresies of the ancient church. There was a fight at one point arguing that Jesus just must be only a man. And there was another argument that Jesus must only be a God. There is no way that he can be both God and man. But the church has declared that yes, he is. Because we need Jesus to be God and man, fully divine, fully human. Because if Jesus was just a human, he would have all the problems that we have. He also would need a mediator. He also would need redemption. He also would need forgiveness. So Jesus can't be just a man. But if Jesus was just divine, just God, he would have no intimate, personal connection to the people he needs to save. God sent Jesus, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin human being, because that's exactly what we need our mediator to be. Only this person can fulfill what Job required, a person who could lay hands on both God and man. This is the gift of Christmas. This is what's meant in that line from Hark the Herald Angels Sing, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Reconciled in Jesus Christ, who stands as mediator between us both. Now, often when we think about this, at least subconsciously, we'll think, well, God, Jesus saved us from God. But that's not true. Jesus saved us from our sins. God the Father loves you, loves sinners so much that he broke natural biological rules and had his son born of a virgin so that this son could be the perfect mediator between him and sinners. God, out of his mercy, gave us exactly what we needed. He made the impossible possible so that he could bring sinners back to him. Know that God loves you and that God would do anything to bring you to him. He sent Jesus specifically so that your shame, your sins, all this would be forgiven, that you might be reconciled to God the Father through Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to rescue us all. Amen.